Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. I'm really glad to be back again for another episode. And today I want to talk about what does a chronically ill, contented life really look like? I'm often asked, how do I survive? How do I cope with multiple chronic disease symptoms and incredible pain and hospital stays and not being able to get out of the house and all the things that can come in, I guess, sometimes an avalanche with chronic illness. So let me share with you what my chronically ill, contented life does really look like, because it is possible to have a fulfilled life despite chronic illness, as you know, I often say and keep saying. So I hope that this particular episode really does help those of you who are in this situation find ways to improve your quality of life and find that each day you can wake up with a sense of purpose and a sense of perhaps expectation that there will be times throughout the day that you can really look forward to and feel even excited about. So, I would have thought, being disabled and housebound, that life would go slowly. I'd have thought that each day would drag and each hour would leave me wondering how on earth was I going to fill my time. How wrong was I? How is it that days, weeks, months, and even years just keep speeding by? I can't believe it's 2023. I first became, what I would call disabled in, probably 2011, when I started having bowel issues, and then I had my stoma in 2013 after multiple surgeries, and then 2014 after medically retiring, I then had my leg break. So, there was a whole range of things that happened quite quickly, really, over a space of time, and those years just are a bit of a blur, and really from now, from then till now, it feels like quite a blur as well. The time has just gone so fast, and I have done so much despite all of that. So, as I said, how wrong was I to think that time would drag? What have I done though to make this happen? What makes a chronic illness existence so busy and, dare I say it, so fulfilled and contented? As I pondered these questions that running around my mind as I was thinking about writing an article about this, I realized that the answer lies in how I spend my moments, but not necessarily my days. I've adjusted to my new life by filling it with moments of purpose. In many regards, I'm working as hard now as I was when I was actively employed and enjoying a successful career. My online forum has replaced my old work life. My days are full of beautiful people and amazing conversations in a virtual sense rather than in the workplace. I have an amazing online admin team as my colleagues, and we have around 1,800 forum members from around the world, providing a community of genuine care and understanding for others with chronic illness. It's a big job. I blog, I write, I manage my health, which is a massive job. And for those of you with chronic illness, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. And I help my husband care for our home. My health takes up lots of time with appointments, procedures, surgeries, and just overall pacing of all basic physical activities. All this combined, and hours, days, weeks, months, and years, they just fly by. As crazy as this may sound, despite the intensity that comes with really complex chronic illness and finding ways to cope with, I guess, the gravity of it every day. And you know, I don't want to underestimate how much chronic illness affects our lives and how serious it is. You know, I don't want to underestimate that. But as crazy as it is living with this kind of situation, I'm actually loving life. And I say crazy because I'm sure many people think that I should be curled up in a ball, rocking backward and forth in a corner. And believe me, on really bad days, I have considered it, but it's just not me. Broken bones due to my crippling bone disease, rheumatoid arthritis, associated autoimmune issues, extreme fatigue, my stoma, all of that doesn't bode well for a loving life campaign, does it? Plus, I also have a pending diagnosis now of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or similar blood cancer. I'm just waiting in about 10 days' time, I'll get more test results. But, you know, this is just my flesh and bones. It's not my soul and it's not what really matters. My heart still beats, my brain still works, and I am so grateful for that. So yes, life can be hard and many days out of the 365 per year are not pretty, but moments in those days are. Moments when the pain medication kicks in enough to let me write or be active on my forum. Moments when I can do something nice with or for my husband. Moments when I can eat a lovely meal and watch a favorite TV show or movie. Moments when I actively volunteer online for Arthritis Queensland and our church. Moments when I chat live with family and friends across Australia and the UK on WhatsApp, Messenger or Facebook or have a video call. Moments when I ring my auntie in the UK and we share all that's happening in our lives. Rare moments when I get out with my husband for a car drive in the country or a coffee at a cafe. These are the moments strung together to make the year go fast. These are the moments which complete me. These are the moments that make me love life. And these are the moments encouraging me to push on and not give up. And this is a picture of a chronically ill, contented life. This is my life. I only get one. And it needs to matter. There's actually a verse in the Bible which I love, which says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." So, you know, our troubles are very momentary, and, you know, life is more than just this moment of pain or this moment of illness. Life is more than that. And we need to hang on to that. We need to look at all the factors of our life when we're grappling with the intensity of pain or the intensity of a chronic illness symptom or a long hospital stay or whatever it might be. So when living with chronic illness, it can so easily feel as if our flares and our high pain levels are unrelenting. Believe me, I often feel this way. The pain is real. The disability is real. However, the excruciating pain I suffer comes in waves. The pain is always high. Don't get me wrong, I have it all the time. But I've adjusted to a moderate level of pain where I can function in my restrictive way. So my 6 out of 10 on a pain scale, that's my base. I never get under that. But for me, that's so much better than the 10 out of 10 that I have when my pain meds run out. So, you know, it's all relative, isn't it? You know, we can condition ourselves to be able to cope with varying levels. And that's really important to find the, I guess, the skills to be able to do that. And there are many people that can help you with that. There are, you know, great pain management, I guess, almost like rehab training that can help give you skill sets to manage pain levels in a way that you can distract yourself or, you know, just realize the difference between extreme high levels, 10 out of 10, and then that relief that comes when it just slowly tapers down. And I think one of the things I often say to people, and it's really important, is when you have chronic illness, and particularly if you have chronic pain, you know, the key is the word chronic in that, isn't it? It means it's not going to go away. You know, acute means that you're going to have something for a period of time and it will go. Chronic, it's here to stay. So one of the things where we can go wrong is if in our mind we're thinking we want this pain to go away, we want to have no pain. When we do that, we kind of set ourselves up for failure because it's unlikely that you're going to have no pain. It's likely you'll have less pain if you have the correct medication and you're managing all of that well, but you won't have no pain. So, you know, it's things like that, that if we can condition our minds to go, okay, well, I'm going to have pain, but I'm not going to have it at such an extreme level all the time. So when I have it at the lower level, that's when I'm going to celebrate life. That's when I'm going to try and do something and enjoy a moment. So yeah, it's just a bit of a tip and how I guess that helps me cope with extreme pain. So if I think about my days in terms of moments, I can focus on the fact that I will get moments when that moderate pain allows me to write, to laugh, to listen, to participate in life to some degree. The moments of severe pain and darkness will then be outweighed by those lighter moments every single time because I know that eventually I will get those lighter pain moments where I can enjoy something that is near and dear to me. But what about days when there are no light moments? And we do sometimes get those days. They do happen. Even when I've been in hospital post major surgery or I've had a severe bone disease flare, there has still been something to make me smile. And so you're in that extreme situation. There's no, in essence, light moments where you can perhaps, watch a movie and enjoy it because your symptoms are just so intense. But, you know, I've had a caring nurse perhaps, just take that little bit extra time with me, and it's just given me a sense of feeling cared for, feeling listened to, or seeing my husband walk through the door with a real coffee in his hand or a decent cup of tea. So, you know, they're the moments that stand out for me when things are so intense and it's such a bad day. These little moments of relief manage to squeeze their way into the dark days. We just have to look for them and hold on to them. They offer us hope that bigger, brighter moments are just around the corner. If you really are feeling completely overwhelmed by your disabled and chronic illness life, it is so important to seek help though. There are professional counsellors that can help provide coping techniques and skills to assist you live your best life possible, and I'd really encourage you to reach out if that's how you're feeling. It's not about living in denial or being delusional about the reality of the hard moments. By acknowledging those, we can learn to use them to absolutely savour the good moments. Life then becomes precious every single day. I sometimes think I'm more alive now than when I was healthy, living a crazy rat race existence. I just ran from moment to moment and day to day in my old life, and much of it is a blur as I look back. As each new day or week approaches, I won't be setting any concrete plans now. I have some rough idea of events and tasks which require some effort and thought, but timeframes, they just need to be flexible. I know that there's going to be tough moments followed by good moments. As I've accepted my chronic illness diagnosis and consequential life changes, good moments are more than enough for me. They mean so much and they're so precious. It's important to keep perspective. Life is similar in both sickness and in health. None of us are immune from the highs and the lows. A healthy person doesn't necessarily have a happy and fulfilled life. How we choose to live with the tough moments and through them makes all the difference. I know what I'm going to choose. I choose to live for moments of happiness, creativity, community, love, and moderate pain. I choose to hold on to the hope for bright moments to follow tough ones. So rather than expecting a perfect life filled with halcyon days, I choose to love and cherish the moments of my life where I can engage with some of the activities that I enjoy. What will you choose? Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to chatting with you again on Medical Musings with Sam really soon. Take care, everyone. Lots of love. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.